This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. An Israeli airstrike on Saturday killed at least 90 Palestinians and injured at least 300, according to Gaza's health ministry. Officials said the strike took place in an area the Israeli military had designated as safe for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians. Reuters correspondent Ilan Rubens reports.
Displaced Palestinians flee, ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Daif, as well as Rafah Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Daif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Daif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and Cairo.
Ilan Rubens from Reuters. Officials say the collapse of a school in northern Nigeria leaves 22 students dead. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has the story.
The Saints Academy College in Plateau State collapsed shortly after students, many of whom were 15 years old or younger, arrived for classes, shortly after emergency services were deployed to the scene. State Governor Caleb Mutfwang has said the collapse is a wake-up call.
Not only are we going to investigate the reasons behind the collapse of that building, we are going to extend our searchlight, we are going to beam our searchlight on all such schools and make sure that they do not endanger anybody's lives in the future.
Building collapses are becoming common in Nigeria, with more than a dozen such incidents recorded in the last 2 years. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
For pictures, video stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.